You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
Hi, Colleen Ballinger.
And I'm with my husband, Eric Stocklin, Mr. Carrot. And you know who needs to relax today? Technology.
Oh.
Specifically, our technology that records this podcast.
Why? What happened?
Well, we just recorded pretty much half, at least, maybe more of the podcast. And the audio, again, didn't work.
That's okay.
It's fine.
That just means I get to talk to you longer.
Don't you act all Mr. Positive Polly over here.
I am.
We were both frustrated a second ago.
It's fine.
You?
What can you do?
You can.
I just get to talk to you more. It's great. Who needs to relax? Oh, you just said. Is that what you're going to say? Technology?
Well, I have more. I mean, we already did relaxes earlier.
Yeah. I can do a different one. That
sure,
one.
Sure, me too.
That one can just be
maybe
for
a
us.
Secret forever.
Yeah.
You guys will never episode. Know what we talked about.
They won't.
I'm sure we'll just do it later in this episode. But do you want to go ahead and say who needs to relax other than the technology? I'm so
it
frustrated.
Can't hear you.
Well, I'm just like, so,
and literally the last time we were recording, it definitely couldn't hear you.
I know,
you
but I am so that person that like gets irrationally angry at inanimate objects. Like I very much am that person.
Well, technology, I don't know. You're pretty good at it. Me, not so good at technology. Also very angry at technology.
You're worse than me usually.
I'm famous for one time I had a laptop that wasn't, I think it was a Compaq Pesario or I don't know why that name comes to mind. It was like when you could go to, I mean, maybe you still can like go to Best Buy and buy a laptop that's not an Apple product.
Of course, there's mostly only not Apple products.
I guess
I
so. Yeah. Well, that's what I had and it didn't work really well. And I remember I threw it off the third story balcony.
That seems very dangerous. And
yeah, I could see that there were no people below me. It was kind of into like a back alley, like where there was in fact a dumpster. But I did get so frustrated at this laptop, which was my only laptop. And I certainly didn't have money to buy a new one, but I was so frustrated with it freezing,
show that. You wanted
freezing
to show
all
that
the time
boss.
That I rage.
Yeah, I know.
I threw it off the balcony and then I didn't have a computer for a long time. And then I just got an iPad. Cause I was like, I'm not even going to get a computer. So I just had like an iPad that I would do everything on, which obviously like limits your capabilities.
Yeah.
As far as computer processing, But all this stuff, I don't know.
I know technology always like stops me from doing the things that I want to do. Like I'll have ideas for videos and whatever. And I'll just be like, oh yeah, I can just do this. And then something will happen with like the lens or the battery or the lighting or the SD card or the computer. Something will crash. Something will break. Like something will take. It's just, it makes me frustrated that we just spent all that time.
You know
and
what?
It's just gone forever.
I wish I was better at it. Like
me
but like
too.
Every time I try
to,
I feel like it takes a lot of patience and like technology like makes me hot. Like I feel like flush. Like I feel like when I get frustrated by technology, I feel hot in the face. Mm-hmm. Like it's very real. Like it triggers like an insane kind of like, I wouldn't even say flight, just fight. Lizard brain reflex.
Yeah, you get real upset.
I don't think we're meant for that, for all of it, especially now, like how much there is. And maybe this segues into my relax. Well,
what is it?
I was at a big store that starts with a T and ends and rhymes with Margot.
Okay. I'm not being secretive about this, but yes, Target, I would guess.
Maybe
Target could have been a Largot.
And I, speaking of technology, I didn't want to check out myself. You know, I stood in like, there's like seven self checkout things, but only like the one person, but there's only one person in line. So I was like, I'll just have like the, you know what I mean? I'll have a human interaction.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
So behind this like older gentleman who is getting, who's being rung up by this, this younger gentleman, who's probably like, you know, late teens, early 20s working there at the cash register at Target. And this older man gets carded for buying a six pack of like Heineken beer, I think is what it was.
An old man? You said?
An older gentleman, yeah. Okay. Like in his like late 60s. And I can hear this whole interaction. He gets carded and he's surprised that he's carded. And apparently with the way that you can process at a register alcohol, it's like it requires you to scan an ID. It's not like, oh, you look old enough and like you can just let it slide. You have to scan the person's ID. Now, this gentleman refused to have his ID scanned because he thought by the Target cash register scanning his driver's license that he would be put in some sort of like system or tracked, or he like, and he was saying all this. He's like, I don't want to be in your system. I don't want to be tracked. I don't want like to get, to be on a list or whatever. And this poor kid, this like college age kid, who's just like, sir, I can't, there's no way for me to get around this. And this isn't like a mom and pop. I mean, the guy's paying cash, for this beer, and he doesn't want to see, he's like, I'm off the grid, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so it's this kind of tense, interaction. And I'm just kind of like, keep my head down. And like a manager is called over. Like, I don't really know how they sorted it out, but then the guy was gone and I was up. And this kid was like, he just needed to talk about it.
Oh, so no.
Like, to me, he's like, can you believe that guy? And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think you're tracking me. Thanks. You know what I mean? It's like, he's ringing up the items that I'm getting at Target. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. What does he think? What does he think I'm going to do with it? It's crazy. What I think that guy, you know, he's probably just on Facebook way too much. He like made a joke about like that guy is like some sort of like, I don't know, Facebook conspiracy theorist. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I deleted Facebook a long time ago. And he goes, yeah, luckily I'm too young. Never had it. And I was like, whoa, like it was like an old punch in the face. Like, man, I'm old. Like, you're old. But also like, I think I said to him like lucky you, but I think I then walked away from that interaction being like, well, no, I think you're the opposite of lucky with everything that you have, you know what I mean? And that you're expected to know technology wise and the apps that you, I don't know. I for sure, I haven't been on Facebook in many, many years. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's not great.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, this, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's right. Maybe he's going to be tracked, this old guy. And it's his right to not want his ID scanned, but like, I don't know. Like it would cause such a ruckus for this kid that works there who is like, well, at least I don't have Facebook, but like some of the apps that exist now, I feel like have a more damaging.
Yeah.
I don't know. I fear for, okay, now I'm going to start conspiracy, but like, I don't know all the,
yeah, it's all really,
we're raising young children into a world that is very different from the one that we grew up in, and barreling towards, AI. Like, oh my God,
turn it off.
Just go, if you're listening to this on technology, just throw it. If you're listening to this on a third story balcony, whatever device you're listening to it on, just throw the device off.
Yeah, it's
and
scary.
Go and take a walk in nature.
I don't envy the upcoming generations and like growing up and like as an adult, it's terrifying and hard and painful to be on the internet and everything that happens on the internet and scary and confusing. And I can't imagine like being in high school and having social media
that happened.
I don't think I would have survived that.
Yeah. To date myself. Yeah. That didn't happen. I mean, it was, when I was in college is when Facebook started, was when I was in college. And at that point it was only like Ivy League schools. And then it eventually got to like my college. And then after college, it was like, there was MySpace.
Well, I got MySpace in college. Yeah. I remember.
But even like, I mean, all of that, even like dating, like I was never on a dating app ever.
Same.
I never had that part of technology in my social, whatever life. So
it's a scary world out there.
It is. And you know what? Maybe I'll become that guy because whenever they
I
ask,
think you might be that guy.
If I'm not already, I didn't want to talk in the third person, so I made up a character of this guy. Like when they say to me, like, you want to sign up when I'm checking out somewhere, like not at that store, but other stores, and they're like, you want to be on our list? You get 10% off, blah, blah, blah. I always say no. I always say no, thank you. Like I'm always polite about it. But like, they're always like, what? It's just your email. It's just your email. And like, then like, well, you don't need receipts and we'll know. And
wait, no, what does that have to do with this?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't want their emails and I don't want to be on their list. I just want to like pay for the thing and go away.
Me
but like,
too.
But I'm not as deep as this guy who's like,
oh yeah, but I don't do it. Cause I don't not give them my email because I think they're going to track me. I don't track me. I'm boring. Like there's nothing
right,
to find.
Yeah, there's
like,
nothing to track.
But I do think that, I don't want those emails. I don't like those emails.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that kid needs to relax or the man needs to relax or
it was just, I'm technology because like,
oh,
was what,
yes,
like
technology.
What you said,
yes, yes, yes.
Because I think that my day was more interesting because I had that human interaction.
Mm-hmm. About technology and
overheard in a human interaction, then participated in a human interaction as opposed to just doing self-checkout. So if you're listening to this and you're about to run some errands,
you could be slowed down in your day by listening to an argument.
Yeah. Like, why don't you, instead of doing self, everybody do this experiment, instead of doing self-checkout today, have an interaction with a human and just see, you know, how weird it gets and how much it makes you reflect.
I think that's the reason why you and I, one of the biggest reasons why you and I love our little sea glass and rock hunting and beach combing adventures is because it does kind of like, it's so wonderful and nice to not, like, I don't look at my phone at all unless like I turn the ringer on and it stays in my pocket unless someone calls me because, you know, of course, if we're at the beach without our kids or whatever, I need to make sure they can get a hold of me.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I don't think about social media. I don't think about my phone. I don't think about any of that stuff. I just think about like being in the beautiful, like we're all, you and I are always like, look at this beautiful setting we're in. And like, I think it's very,
yeah, it doesn't, you're right. I don't never look at my phone.
We don't need no technology. Throw it in the ocean. Look for some trash.
You know, what's weird is that like, we just went away for 3 days and we just kind of just did that.
Yes.
Like we didn't go to any restaurants. We didn't, you know, we literally, we just did that all day and slept. And I did not take a single, not one picture. Is that weird? I didn't take
I mean, you were
one.
In pictures with me.
Yeah, but like I opened my phone to take a picture of our kids yesterday and I realized that the last picture I'd taken was of our kids on St. Patrick's Day. And I was like, oh my gosh, that whole trip, all those like beaches and sunsets and like glass finds. Mm-hmm. I did not take a single picture because I was just...
You know why?
Living it, man.
I feel like you take pictures when you're not with me to show me what you were doing or what the kids were doing or whatever. Yeah. And that's when you take pictures, I think. But when we're together, I'm usually filming for
Our happiness is already shared.
Well, of course. Like we're together. So like the person you'd want to show things to is right next to you.
Oh, well, see, this is very sweet.
Yeah. So that's lovely. But
that's lovely.
We did have a nice little trip. We did take a little trip and, I don't know that I've done a relax. We've already recorded a whole episode and I don't remember what was said on this one.
But you did technology. You started with that because it was to record.
That's right.
And then I kind of like, hopped on your bandwagon there with that.
I had something I wanted to talk about. I just now remembered.
This is the perfect time to do it.
Well, good. I have a couple things I want to talk about.
Okay.
One has to do with, my brain being strange maybe. And the other thing has to do with, love. What do you want to hear?
Love Actually, the movie?
No, Our Love.
Your favorite movie?
Which one do you want to hear about? And that's not my favorite movie.
I think you have a beautiful mind.
Thank you.
And I love it. What's it doing now?
Okay. Well, I saw a TikTok. Speaking of technology.
Shocking.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok of this person talking about, and I don't know if this is true because, a lot of times people will say, oh, do you not like crumbs on your plate? Then you have ADHD, you know, like sometimes people will like, say things that are like kind of just, yeah, well, everyone, a lot of people might feel that way about that. Or a lot of people might have that trait. Doesn't mean that they have this diagnosis. So a lot of times I don't like think too much of those, but this one was just interesting to me. And I was like, I wonder if this is true or not. Cause I'd never heard of it. So, welcome to, by the way, this is the most ADHD way of telling a story because I just went all over the place and I haven't said anything.
I can't tell if you've told a story, are telling a story, have been telling a story for a minute or 20 minutes.
20,000 roads to get to this point.
Did I faint? Just wake up. I'm so confused.
I don't think I said anything yet. Okay. This girl said, for neurodivergent brains, I just said neurodivergent, really strange. Anyway, neurodivergent brains. She's like, we think things vertically and other people think of them horizontally. And I was like, what is she talking about? Because I don't know that this has anything to do with neurodivergency or if it's just brains are different. But when she said people think horizontally about tasks, I literally cannot imagine what she's talking about. I'm still doing it. Okay. So if you have like a bunch of stuff that you have to do, okay. Uh-huh.
Have we talked about this before?
No.
Okay.
I just saw this TikTok like 2 days ago.
Okay.
If you have a bunch of stuff you have to do, like, I guess most people would see it like, oh, I have to do this thing and then I have to do this thing. And it's like in front of each other, like it's like a path, like a road or something that you see, like all the different things.
Chronologically.
Yeah, chronologically. Whereas like, and I do this, I thought everyone thought this way, like vertically, like it's, I can see all of it in front of me in a long list, like it's stacked on top of each other. And I'm like, I have to do all of these things. And I totally think of things vertically and not like, if I have a lot of things to do today, I don't think of it as like, here's a long road and there's different road signs and then I'll get to that one next and then I'll go to that. Like what?
This is what you picture in your mind?
No, I don't.
So wait, but I'm saying, but you do picture something and it's a vertical list?
Like every, yeah, it's vertical. It's like, if I think of all the things I have to do, it's like they're all at the same time.
I don't know that I do either of these.
What do you do? Oh, you don't even, you don't do nothing. Your brain has nothing.
No, I'm constantly thinking it's racing thoughts. But like, I think
it's vertical.
If I were to write a to-do list.
Yeah. Like if you have,
I would write it vertically because I'd be writing a list of like things I have to do. I wouldn't write a list. Well, like one long sentence of things that I have to do.
Okay, so if you think about your day.
When I think like, okay, I have to get that from the grocery store and I have to like pick up this person at that, but I'm not mapping it like an image of it out in my head that is either vertical or horizontal.
No.
These are separate, segmented thoughts.
I'm not explaining it right. It's like, can you go like, okay, you have a long list of things you have to do for the day. Okay. Yeah. Like, do you think about, like, if you have to go to, you're going to take a shower and then you're going to eat breakfast and then you're going to go to the grocery store. You're not thinking about how you have to go to the grocery store when you're, before you've taken the shower. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think about them all at the same time. Like, I have to do all these things today. They're all right now. And it's like overwhelming. Whereas like, I guess she was saying other people think of it like, well, that's later.
That's worry, which
like, people don't worry about stuff.
Dread and anxiety. I'm very familiar with that. And it's all happening at the same time.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So maybe it's not an ADHD thing.
But it's not organized. You know, it's not organized.
No, it's not organized, but like it's all at the same time. It's like a wall in front of me as opposed to like, oh, after I do this thing, then I'll do this thing. And after I do this thing, then I'll do this thing. No, it's like all at the same time. And it's all like, maybe I'm saying it wrong.
No,
I don't know.
I think,
or maybe that girl was wrong when she said that.
I don't follow. I'm sorry. I don't follow. I don't understand what you're talking about. And it sounds,
yeah, I don't know.
It sounds
never mind
intense. Are you okay?
No, but I just, when she said it, the reason I wanted to bring it up is because I was like, what is she talking about? Like, how do you think of not worry about the next thing you have to do while you're doing the one thing? Like, how do you not go like, oh, like, okay, we're recording a podcast, but then later I'm going to have to do this, 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 and this. Like, I think about all of them right now at the same time.
Yeah, I am.
Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm focused right now on this. And then when I get to that, I'll do that. That's not a
thing.
That
sounds awesome.
Okay. So that's normal then what we do. I think so. Okay. So it's
just
a normal thing.
The way you described it was there were lists. I think maybe I'm caught up in that and I won't let that go.
I don't know that anyone listening knows what I'm talking about.
No,
including
but
me.
Just know that I'm relating to you, that I worry about it all at once, all the time.
Well, good. I'm glad we're the same on that one. But you know what? Here, we're going to take 1 second because...
Are you going to read me any comments?
Oh, yeah. I have so many comments to read. Speaking of...
I like
of,
it when you do that.
Well, I do have so many... Well, basically, there were so many wonderful comments. Keep the comments coming. We love reading all of your comments and having your opinions on all these things. So tell me if you know what I'm talking about or if I just literally spoke gibberish.
It always lets me know if I said something wrong or if like, if you, people are on my side of some sort of issue.
Let's talk about it. Because last week you made fun of me for not liking sunglasses and how weird that was.
Yes. Bizarre.
And how I am totally crazy for
possibly
not
the
liking
greatest
sunglasses.
Human invention.
Well, I was shocked because I agreed with you. And I still agree with you. I was like, yeah, no one does what I do. I've never met another person who hates sunglasses, who won't wear them, doesn't want them on their face. Like, not a chance. Get sunglasses away from me. A waste of my time. Like, they impair my vision. Mm-hmm. Most people are like, yeah, sunglasses. They make it so the sun's not brighter and it's helpful.
And then you look
I was
cool.
shocked when I saw that. So, which, by the way, I just said shocked to be silly, but it just reminded me that Maisie says last night she burped and she goes, I burped. And it was so cute.
Proper.
I was shocked though. There were so many comments similar to this. Okay. Tara said, I don't think I've ever commented on anything. I've been watching y'all from the beginning. Thank you, Tara. I will tell you, I have never, ever wore sunglasses. Come on. We live near the ocean and get everyone tells me the sun beams off the ocean. You need sunglasses. I say, get a life. wait, hold on. There's more.
This person is unhinged.
Okay. Ashley said, sunglasses make me so claustrophobic. Yes, this is what I am saying.
What do you mean?
I never wear them. I'm with Colleen on
like
this
within
one.
Within your own face?
I don't know. Shauna, I'm the same way. I do not wear sunglasses and I live in Florida.
Sunny in Florida. Sunshine State, right?
Yeah, but it was divided. I mean, I was just surprised anyone agreed with me, but it was pretty, I'd say it was 50-50 because there's people like Rachel who said, if the sun is out, I don't leave the freaking house without my sunglasses. Colleen, your take is wild to me.
Think of all the huts.
The huts?
The sunglass huts.
I was thinking like a hut on the beach. Like
they're everywhere.
Sunglass huts, are they? What do you mean? What's a sunglass hut?
Well, it's in every mall. There was like
the malls aren't a thing.
I know the malls aren't a thing anymore, but like, man, this is the oldest podcast most ever. But like, you know, it was always like a sunglass hut and then a Wetzel's pretzels. And then
think I've ever been in a sunglass hut.
Solstice.
So
I feel like it's
like
another
summer.
No, it's like another sunglass hut type chain.
Okay. CS Purple or something, Iris said, I never comment on anything, but I felt very inclined to say I absolutely cannot stand sunglasses because they make me feel so blind and nobody has ever agreed with me on that. And when you said that they make you feel blind, I was like, oh my gosh, no way. I really thought I was the only one.
You've awoken a community. They've never commented on anything ever in their lives.
Should I start a cult? Anti-sunglass cult? Riley said, I also hate sunglasses. I don't need to squint. I just don't use sunglasses. I squint when I'm wearing sunglasses because I'm trying to see better.
Oh my God.
I also hate sunglasses. This is Riley. I refuse to wear them even when I'm driving. I feel like I can't see anything. No one understands me. So I'm stoked that you do. Now, there's one other comment. By the way, I tried to find other comments about literally anything else. This is a ghost episode. We did paranormal. We were at a nude beach. So many things happened.
Nobody
there are
cared.
A couple comments here and there that, no, they liked it. They're like, oh, I love this ghost episode. Cute, whatever. The only like hot topic was this. It was most of the comments. We're talking about sunglasses. But this one was interesting. Madison said, fun fact, eye color affects how much light can enter your eyes. I have blue eyes and going outside in bright light definitely obstructs my vision. Everything is super overexposed and bright. Wearing sunglasses helps me to see better. It makes sense that sunglasses could actually obstruct vision for people with darker eyes and less light sensitivity. So my eyes are very, very dark brown. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's something to do with it. I know that our kids all have light eyes, which is foreign to me. And
mine are on the lighter side of brown.
They do seem bothered by light though.
They do. They really do.
So I'm like, should we get them little kid sunglasses? I mean, they have a bunch of sunglasses.
They do. And sometimes they like wearing them. And most times they will throw them at you if you try and put them and not be happy if you try and put them on their head.
Yeah. But they have to do it themselves. It has to be their decision. But I want to say one more thing about the sunglass topic.
I want to say so many more things about the sunglass topic.
Yes, you're going
to
say all the things. I just wanted to, before I forget it, before it leaves my brain, I didn't screenshot it, but I remember one comment or a couple comments being like, oh, Colleen, you should try the sunglasses with like the pink filter or the yellow filter or the brown. You're trying the wrong like lens, like the wrong colored
tinted.
Lens.
Yeah.
Too tinted, whatever. No. You're misunderstanding me out there. It is not just the fact that everything is darker because of like the lens color. There's like, if I was wearing the glasses Eric is wearing right now, like they are clear white glasses.
They're glasses.
I would feel like my view is obstructed. Like there's something around my eyes that there's, and wherever
sensory issue
that I can't see in those parts.
Doesn't sound like an optic issue. It sounds like a sensory
issue.
It
is a sensory issue. Big time.
It's like,
I have a lot of those if you haven't noticed.
I know. There's many diagnoses.
Well, I have friends who make fun of me because they say that I always go, I have this thing with, and fill in the blank. Okay, sorry.
You have this thing. So I happen to be like, one of my guilty pleasures is sunglasses. I just love it.
I love
that. Like on the East Coast, growing up in like Connecticut, New Jersey, like you don't really need them like that often. It was like rare that it wasn't an everyday thing. Then moving to California when I was older, I was like, oh yeah, sunglasses can be a part of my life. They can be a guilty pleasure. Like, you know what I mean? It's an accessory for your face. That's kind of exciting. I can be a shy person. And so there's something about that barrier that you fear and that messes with your sensory overload whatever systems. For me, it was like kind of nice because it's kind of like a barrier between me. You know what I mean? I can hide a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I have some sunglasses here in this room. And would you mind if I just grab a pair and...
You want to wear sunglasses inside?
No, I want to put them on you and I want you to tell me about your experience.
Oh, gross. Happy to. Well, I was just going to say something else. Oh my gosh, you're throwing sunglasses around the room.
So let's try this. Since that was a good comment.
Why are we doing this?
We have three different pairs here.
Okay.
This is like a darker lens. Mm-hmm. And this is a kind of like a rose colored glasses. You know the saying?
Oh, cute.
And these are kind of like a yellowish kind of tint. Mm-hmm. So let's go for it here. Okay. Let's try on the dark ones first. I got these because they reminded me of the sunglasses that Robert De Niro wears in the movie Casino. And I thought that
was
fun.
A classic movie that I've seen so many times.
Yeah, you love Casino, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know what it's about?
A casino, obviously.
See, you have seen it.
Yeah, I can't. I feel blind.
You feel blind.
I can't see anything. Not only is everything darker.
Yeah.
There's reflections everywhere. It's like foggy. It's like.
Do you feel like this impairment is a danger to you?
Yes.
Because I would say it might be worth it because you look cool.
Do I?
I think yes.
Do I care more about looking cool or being able to see and not get hurt?
This is something that
I've never cared about looking cool.
People struggle with, I guess.
Yeah. See, whoa, now I can actually see. This legitimately is a horrendous experience to me. I can't see anything wearing that.
I think if it wasn't so like, I feel like I could
like,
wear
I don't
sunglasses
understand,
at
to
night.
Me, I'm like, what's...
Oh, so much
if,
better.
Yeah, just close your eyes. That's why I'm like, if you don't want to see, if it's too bright, close your eyes.
But then you can't be doing, there's things that you have to
do in life. I
can't
do anything with those on.
You can't do with your eyes closed.
What can you do with those on? Nothing.
Everything.
What can you do with those on? Those
operate
are so
a vehicle.
Dark. No way.
Run
Not
around.
Rewind. Rewind. You can
night.
Absolutely not drive with those on. That would be dangerous.
Really?
Are you being serious?
I got them for
it is
driving.
Actually illegal to have that kind of a dim like glass on your car. Why would it be legal to have that on your face when you're driving? That
well,
can't be legal.
If I'm driving and the sun's in my eyes and I feel like that's more dangerous.
I'm just saying that like car, like if you put tints on your windows in the front seats or in the front windshield, you would
get arrested.
Illegal, yeah. Not arrested, but you get a ticket. Like that's illegal.
Yes.
So, but you can, and why is it illegal? Because it's extremely dangerous.
You can't really see.
So I'm not like completely delusional here. Like it's
that
dangerous
is,
to wear those.
That is a valid and interesting point is that it tints on the front windshield and passenger and driver windows are illegal, at least in California, to have those tinted.
Yes.
Because it does, especially at night, obstruct
it's extremely dangerous.
Your view. So, but you can wear the same tint directly
darker.
And darker if you want, directly on your face.
I could barely see anything in those.
Valid point. But the debate continues. Let's try.
I'm not trying to win anyone over. I don't care if other people
wear
sunglasses.
Let's try these rose-colored glasses.
That's the difference between you and me, love. I don't care that you wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
I don't care that other people wear sunglasses. I'm happy for people to wear sunglasses. They look cute on you. I'm glad it helps you to see better. I want you to be happy and feel safe and wonderful. I personally don't like them. It's not that I want other people to not wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
I feel like you're wanting me to want to wear sunglasses.
So this fun fact, these I bought while filming Haters Back Off mm-hmm. in Vancouver. As like a present to myself for getting that job and treat yourself, you know, kind of a thing.
Okay.
They're like rose tinted and I find this very fun.
Great.
I think those are my favorite pair because of the sentimentality of it. Mm-hmm. I haven't lost them yet. Here they are years mm-hmm. later. And I think you look super cool.
Cool.
Can you see anything?
I see.
You feel in danger?
Yeah, I do. I see. All I want to do is take them off because I feel like my eyes are mostly closed.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm wearing like Halloween like contacts that make my eyes like black out. So I look like scary or something. Like I can see, but not well.
Can I see them?
Like all I want to do is look out my peripheral vision because that I can see clearly.
Let me see. You don't think life is better this way? I think
Absolutely not.
It's like a hug. It's like a hug to my, I mean, it's a literal hug to my temples.
I know, you love sunglasses.
Which is,
I'm
which
so glad.
Within holds my brain. So it's like a nice little brain, like a nice little brain snuggle.
Hate it. All right. Is there any more sunglasses you need me to try?
Last pair.
Okay.
It's like a kind of a yellowy lensed deal. It's okay. Very like, your Robert Downey Jr. on the red carpet kind of a glasses feel.
Still sunglasses, still something obstructing my view on my face. And all my eyes want to do is look around at the place where it's not glasses.
You look really cool.
Well,
thanks. So
not a fan. I just don't like them. And that's fine. I'll just join my little group of friends now online, my little cult of anti-sunglassers. And we can all just like know together online that like we don't like sunglasses, and that's okay.
Can I throw a word out at you?
Sure.
Watch.
Watch what?
But do you wear? Have you ever worn a watch?
Oh, no way.
Because your wrist gets.
No, I had a watch when I was like 12 or something.
Uh huh.
I think I had a Tweety Bird watch or something.
That was the last watch you had?
I think so.
Ever have an Apple Watch?
Never. No interest in that. I don't understand. I have a phone. It's just a little phone on your wrist and it's big.
Is there any accessories?
No.
That you'd like?
No. I don't do all that. I just wear my leggings and my oversized crew necks. Sometimes high-waisted jeans and a crop.
And you know what? You don't have a wallet.
No, I don't.
You have no wallet.
Nope.
No purse. No bag.
Like, I have like backpacks I can sometimes fit like my kids' snacks in. Because I never had anything until I had kids, and then I was like, oh, I need to bring things everywhere. So I do have little backpacks that I wear.
It's not what I said. I said wallet.
Yeah, but it's like a wallet. There's a pocket in it.
No,
that you can put things in.
Do you know the saying? Testicles, spectacles, wallet, and watch.
Testicles,
yes.
Spectacles. No, but it's a dude thing. It sounds like, because I know it's like when you're
leaving the house, you're like, okay,
and you pat it all.
You pat it. Okay, I got my wallet, watch, and my spectacles.
Yeah, I just
and
like
my testicles.
I just think about
you. So these are like the three main things when you go out into the world that you need, and you have none of them.
Yeah, I think about, do I have everything that my kids need? That's what I think about. I think about, do I have diapers? Do I have wipes? Do I have snacks? Do I have water? Do I have change of clothes? Do I have everything that they need?
There's also not like a keychain that's like, oh, this is Colleen's keys.
No, I don't have that.
Like, I have my keychain where it's like, I have the keys. You don't even have keys. No, nothing.
Nothing. I don't have a key to the house.
You don't have a wallet. You don't have keys. You don't have a key to the house.
I don't.
Don't wear sunglasses.
No, I don't.
Never wore a watch except for when you were 7 and it had Tweety Bird on it.
For like a day. I don't think I wore it for long.
Yo.
Why would I wear a watch? There's a clock on my
phone. Next thing you're going to tell me, you're like going to be one of those like shoeless people that like refuses to wear shoes anywhere.
I literally hate wearing shoes.
Oh,
are you being serious?
That's right. Just remembered. I get yelled at for wearing shoes in the house.
Okay, but that's nothing. That actually, I'm very confident that the comments will agree with me that it is bananas.
I'm trying, but I try and be better. I've been better. I have slippers. I buy slippers. You see that my
Yeah, but you wear your slippers slides. Outside and then you wear them in the house.
Well, how do you get, sometimes you have to go outside and get something.
Then you take them off.
I do.
No, you don't.
Well, okay, so if I get house shoes,
you wear those
for inside,
only in the house.
I can't even like go out and
No, that defeats the purpose. You have
But you
outside
do that.
Shoes.
You do that with your slippers.
I do not. I only
you do,
wear them outside.
You have to cross
yes,
here
and
across
I take
the driveway.
Them off, and I take them off. I don't wear shoes in the house. I absolutely do not wear them in the
house.
We're
getting off topic here. I can't.
And you do. You wear them everywhere.
I just like.
I know. So have
but
inside
I, but I'm
shoes.
Trying, but I'm trying. But yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying. I've got shoes for
Where?
The inside.
When?
I got shoes that I don't leave in the house.
You got house shoes that you like, so you don't wear it in public, but you walk around the backyard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You walk around, you go to the chicken coop, you go around the front yard and the driveway.
Yeah.
And you walk around the house.
Okay, well, I'm learning. I'm trying to be better. I'm learning every day. So now I know that that doesn't count.
No.
Okay, so I need shoes that like are only in the house. I can't even wear in the driveway. Got it.
Yeah, you have. If you need to have shoes on your feet inside, if that makes you feel comfortable and safe, then you should have shoes that you wear inside your house.
Okay.
Only.
Now I understand.
we've talked about this before.
This is about the fact that you.
Yeah, I'm the problem.
Nothing except for a phone.
Yeah, my phone. And as long as I have all my stuff for my kids, then I don't care about anything else. And my water. I usually take my water everywhere. I take a water everywhere and my phone everywhere, but I often forget my money. Like there's, I can't tell you how many
Certainly
times.
Identification is not something.
No, I don't. I forget that all the time. I don't have any of it.
I'm noticing a picture on the wall of when you played Dawn in the musical Waitress on Broadway.
You're just now noticing that?
I'm noticing it now in reference to our conversation, because I see this character wearing a watch and wearing glasses. And even like that glasses chain thing. Now, was that a challenge for you?
No.
To not only perform on Broadway, learn that entire role for that musical in like 2 weeks, but to also have the feeling of glasses on your face and a watch on your wrist?
No, because I'm in a costume. I was also wearing an apron. That's not comfortable. Like, you know, I was wearing like tights and
a microphone, probably
a microphone and a mic pack that was hot. And like, a mic, you know, on my face. Yeah, it gets warm, you know, and, you know, I was wearing a million things.
Yeah.
And my hair was pulled really tight on the top of my head. You know, there's a lot of things. So I think when you're acting, you're just kind of like,
because you're so method.
No,
you're
I'm
like,
not method.
You're like, I am Dawn. And yes, no, and she's like, not claustrophobic and glasses.
Well, kind of. Yeah, but not method. Just like, it is what it is. Like, this is the character and this is what she wears. So this is what I've got on right now. Like, but I am me in real life. So as me, I don't need to wear glasses.
So do you think that because I choose to wear sunglasses in the sun, that I'm playing a character?
No, I think that you're Eric and Eric likes sunglasses. So you wear them, but I am Colleen who does not like sunglasses. So why would I wear them? That doesn't make any sense to me. Like the only reason I would wear them is to make people like you happy who are upset that I don't like sunglasses. Whereas I don't care that you like sunglasses. I love that you love sunglasses. You look cute in sunglasses.
But you don't think I'm being myself. You think I'm being a character?
No one ever said that. What are you talking about?
I don't know. This would be more interesting.
You're not playing a character. You're you. And people like different things. And you like sunglasses. So wear your sunglasses. Live your best life.
Okay.
I don't like them. So I'm going to live my best life and not wear them because I hate the way they make me feel.
And not wear a watch. And not have a wallet.
Why would I wear a watch when I have a phone that has time on it? This has time on it. And this is a phone. So an Apple Watch is a crappier version of a phone that you have attached to your wrist. What if you get hot and it sweats underneath it? Like that's uncomfortable. It makes one
side
of your
body.
What if
you get hot and you sweat underneath your clothes? You gonna stop wearing clothes?
No, but you need to wear clothes out and about in society. You don't need to wear a watch. You have to wear clothes.
I think there's a function to like just be able to tell the time like that. And I like wearing like the
watch. Yeah, like this too. Look how fast
that you got me.
And guess what? Every time I do this, can I tell you something? When you look at your watch or when you look at your phone and you're like, oh, what time is it? Do you actually know what it said when you read it?
Sometimes not.
I never remember.
Well, you have to get it out of your pocket and everything.
Nah, it's fine. It's not that big deal. It's easier than wearing a watch. And you got to put the buckle in the hole and like click it.
I know, but it used to be a thing like where like we didn't have phones and people wore cool hats and
people still wear
glasses
cool hats.
And they had like a pocket watch with like a thing, you know, like Peaky
people
Blinders
still have these things
type of a deal. You know what I mean? And now it's just like, well, I got a phone. So it's like,
right.
I don't know. The aesthetic of accessories I feel like is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And,
you love an accessory.
And why don't you? Why
do you
won't
want
you?
Me to? Do you want me to like
no,
accessories?
No, I just, it's, don't you feel naked all the time?
No, I feel claustrophobic with extra things. It's more things for me to keep track of. My mind is already so busy and I'm already trying to keep track of everything with the kids and their shoes and their jackets and their diapers and their snacks and their water bottles and all their things. And then I have to keep track of my phone and all my things of my own brain, my task list. So like to add more things to that list, like, nah, it's not going to happen. I don't care about accessories. I don't think I look cooler with or without them. I think I am what I am. I'm realistic about what I am. I'm not a fashionista. I'm not a supermodel. I'm just like an average person. Like I don't need all these things. I'm not looking to impress anybody.
How would a wallet hold
you
back?
And I already landed you. Like I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm not trying to like look cute for anyone.
I'm not saying that.
Other than you.
I'm not trying to like impress.
So if it will make you more attracted to me, I'll do it.
No, it's like for me, it's like this spicing up my life. My
that's
stuff.
What does it for
I don't
you?
Know. No, I don't
Put
know.
On a watch.
No, it's like I don't know. It's something. I don't know.
I mean, I'll do it if it will like make you feel like happier, more attracted to me. But I don't care about
it. No. I love you. I love the
way
you are.
I don't even notice these things.
Yeah. No, I love you. I love the way you are. I would never want you to do something you don't want. But it's
I don't like,
fascinating
I don't care.
To me. And now, but I did try and ask, how is a wallet holding you back?
Because you have to put the things in the wallet and take them out of the wallet.
But you lose these things all the time because you don't have a wallet. But if I guess if you had a wallet, you would lose it.
I lose wallets more often than I would lose like my ID and credit card.
Right. Okay.
Because I have those things, but I keep them like the only time I really ever need them is if I'm like going somewhere with like the kids, obviously. So it's like in the backpack. You know, that's where it is. It's in the backpack. But like when I'm out and I'm like, let's say I'm with the kids and I'm like going in somewhere to like get them a cookie or
just
whatever.
In your pocket, yeah.
It's just in my pocket.
Just a loose credit card.
Easy
in your
peasy.
Pocket.
Get here you go.
You don't have to take it out of the wallet.
Or in the pocket of my backpack. A wallet, girls and wallets, it's like kind of wallets, like girls don't, they don't make pockets good enough for wallets for girls.
You love.
So I put it in a backpack and that way it's just open the zipper. And then I know exactly which little slot it's in and I can get it and grab it and hand it to the people. Whereas if I had to then, what if I had to take a wallet? So I've unzipped the backpack pocket, get the wallet out, then open the wallet, then find the card I want. That's so many more steps than just like slip out of the pocket. Here we go.
But people, sure. But it's not that.
What do I need? An ID and a card, period.
Can I?
A wallet's too big.
So the phone we know is like you always got the phone. Phone's big in your life.
Yes.
Now, have you seen these phone cases that have like, nothing crazy, not like the whole wallet opens up on the back of the phone, like, but like just a phone case that has like two slots. Cause that's all you need. Just like ID, credit card. Cause that's like usually what you just have loose in your pocket that you lose from time to time. Mm-hmm. Often. Mm-hmm. What about a phone case with like the two slots and you just put them in there?
No, I don't like that.
Why?
It's like exposed. Like that's a like private,
exposed
like
to what?
Like your ID and your credit card is like such a private, personal, important thing.
You
so to
just
have
said
it,
you have it loose in your
it's
pockets.
It's more important than my phone. And my phone, I do lose all the time. If I, and so if I lose my phone, then I lose everything.
But you lose it. But you're just saying you lose these things all the time.
Right. I don't want the really important things attached to the thing that I lose all the time. And this is with me all the time. I don't need that stuff with me all the time. I only need it if I'm like going somewhere with the kids.
Did you ever have a wallet
only time I need
with like pictures in it?
Yeah, I guess when I was like young and like trying to be like my parents and like being like, look, I got a wallet too. And
no,
I was
isn't
like
that 10. Nice though? Like you have a wallet, and but I guess now you're going to just have pictures,
pictures
in your
on
phone.
Your phone or like in my brain.
Technology.
I see things in my brain and you don't. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Like I see them. And then I also like, I don't know. I just don't. Yeah, I don't need all the accessories.
You're wearing a sweatshirt with
pickles on
a bunch of different pickle jars on it. Which is the best pickle? rate pickles.
Kosher Dill is my fave.
Not Mount Olive.
Well, honestly, my favorite is the pickles at Disneyland. The pickles at Disneyland are my favorite. I don't know. I don't know that I've tried any of these. There's a Kosher Dill. That's
well,
the
Mount
one
Olive. I feel like those Kosher Dill spears are always these Claussen. I feel like these I've seen in our fridge before. Bubbies.
I don't like those. The Bubbies.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, but I've
I
seen
like
them before.
The Mount Olives. I like the Claussen. I like. I don't know. B&G's. It looks good. I've had these. They're okay.
Is it just Grillo's?
Grillo's pickles. They're okay. They're kind of sharp.
Comment. What's the best pickle?
Why are you asking this? Just because I'm wearing a shirt?
No, because I don't really like pickles, but like I know that you love them, and our daughter really likes them. So I'm just like I'm willing to give them a chance if it's like maybe there's like a really good pickle.
I literally we took a break for a second, and I'm not kidding. I went to the kitchen.
I'm sure you ate a pickle. I mean, you're wearing a pickle sweatshirt, but when I get them, like I find that they put them on like fried chicken sandwiches. I find that they put them on ham. You know, I always take these things off of every item. Mm-hmm. That I eat.
I have, they definitely belong on a fried chicken sandwich.
And I don't, but I don't enjoy that, but maybe I'm missing out on a part of life. See, I'm open.
No.
I'm open to new experiences.
So
like
am I.
Pickles. Mm-hmm. And so like, maybe there's
yeah, so
the
am I.
Right pickles, sunglasses out there for me. Do you see
why
that?
Are you just,
I'm just trying to make this into like a metaphor.
Yeah. Here's the thing
just
though.
Trying to tie
it's
it
not
all
like,
together.
It's not like, I don't care if you don't like pickles. Like that just means you don't like pickles, like period. Like Slay, love that for you. Don't eat pickles then. It doesn't affect me if you eat pickles or not.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect you if I wear sunglasses or not, but you are very pressed about this. You're very upset about it. And also he always, when we go out somewhere, he's like, what? No sunglasses? How long have we been together? How long have I not? You say this all the time. Like if we go out and back, you're like, no, like why is this surprising? In fact, I feel like it should scare you if I'm wearing sunglasses somewhere. That's when you should be like,
what's going on? Yeah.
You know, the only time I've ever wanted to wear sunglasses, because I can't think of a time where I was like, whoa, this is a bit much, is the first time I saw snow, like a lot of snow in person. I think I was 17-ish, 18, yeah. Something like that.
Oh, the glare from snow?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's really bright.
Snow blindness.
That's the only time I've ever been like, oh my God, I can't really open my eyes. It's too bright.
Like snowboarding, you wear like tinted goggles.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because you have to like survive that, mm-hmm. You know? But maybe my eyes are just really strong. And they just like love it. They're just like, give me the light.
But like pilots, where they wear like aviator sunglasses.
This actually will, I think, spark like controversy amongst the commenters, perhaps. Because I know I'm wrong on this one. I thought I was wrong on the sunglasses, though. And a lot of people agreed with me that sunglasses are garbage. But I am a big light person. Like,
ooh.
This is a big debate. Okay. In our house, at least. I don't know.
That's brutal.
I know that is wild. And I am incorrect.
If people don't know what that means, can you explain what a big light person is?
The big light is like the lights and the roof. The big lights, all the lights on, brightness. So late at night, you're hanging out, you know, turn off the big light, put on a little lamp, just a little mood lighting. So just a tiny, little vibe lighting. That's what most people, I think, with normal brains and smartness.
Hit that dimmer switch.
Dim it down. I hate that. I need all the lights on,
the brightest they can go. And I'm talking like
I don't care what time it is.
We're just watching something on TV. You're like, I want all the light. Like it is.
If we're watching TV, like maybe I'll have it down, but probably I want it on because I'm still doing like other tasks.
Right. You are still doing other tasks.
So I like you're want a task the lights master. On.
You're not going to win.
Eric and I, this is a problem. It's an issue for us. Because he's like, he wants lights off. Like he's like in the dark always.
Yeah. I'm like Blanche DuBois in A Streetcar Named Desire. I want like not only the lamps dim, like I want sheets over the lamps to make them even dimmer.
Yeah. I think most people are like that.
Yeah.
But mine, I'm like, I need it all on. I like all the lights on always. The brightest of all the brights.
Yeah. That's
unless I have a migraine, then I'm like, okay, dim them down. But that's just still annoying to me.
I don't think if someone's going to be like, oh, me too. And I've never commented on anything ever in my life. Two people are going to say that and you're going to feel validated. But like, no, you're very wrong here.
I know I'm wrong on that one. I know no one agrees with me on that. I'm very aware that that is wild that I do that.
Tara's firing up her keyboard right now. Just like, me too.
Maybe there's someone else out there. But yeah, I like them all on.
Yeah.
Like at night. I'm like the person who walks in the room and is like, turns the lights on.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
I know. It's going to drive our kids nuts. I feel like in high school, they're like, Mom, draw the lights.
Startles the cats.
The cats.
I feel like Daisy's always like.
Oh my gosh. Remember Maisie's impression?
Oh yeah. There's a video.
It will be up by the time this podcast is out. Maisie did an impression of Daisy that is unreal. It's really unbelievable.
Yeah. Our daughter is very good at,
imitating. She's just got a good ear, I think.
And musically has a good ear.
Yeah. So you have kids, you don't know what's going to happen to them. This is something I wrote down. I think I might end on this because we got to go hang out with our kids anyway. So like speaking of them.
That sounds real fun.
But I've been wanting to talk about this and I keep meaning to talk about it in my vlogs, but I keep forgetting. So I'm going to talk about it right now. Maisie, our daughter, is wonderful, as are all of our kids. But, oftentimes people are like, oh, are your kids going to do music like you? Are they going to be actors? Like, you know, they ask questions because of what you do. Are they going to do it? I don't know. They're going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to be themselves and do what they want. And we're so excited to like support them in whatever their passions are. But it is wild to see like Maisie's ear, like her ability to hear something and imitate it, but not just that, like musically, she's really good at like singing on pitch and who knows, maybe she'll want to do something with music. Maybe not. It doesn't matter to me. I just want her to be happy and do whatever she wants. But like the other day in music class, cause all the kids have a music class they go to, the teacher was trying to get all these little kids and these kids are like two, the class is all ages, but it's mostly like 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds in there. She's trying to get the kids to understand the concept of like a note going up or down. And that's kind of a big concept for like a 2-year-old to understand, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe not. Someone who's never been introduced to that before.
Well, the sample size of other 2-year-olds that were there, it seemed like.
Yeah, it seems common knowledge to me because I'm I like music, but I know people who can't sing up. They don't understand the difference between singing up or down or matching a pitch. You never know.
Yeah.
Well, the teacher played this note and she only let them hear it. So she played one of those, what are those little beep, little whistles?
Slide whistle.
Thank you. She played a little slide whistle, but she hid so that they like behind a little towel. So they couldn't see what she was doing with the slide whistle. They could only use their ears to hear it. And she goes, I want you to tell me if this sound is going up or down. Mm-hmm. And she went, boo. And Maisie first, like immediately was like down. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
What? And then she did it again. She goes, boo, Maisie down. And then she did it other way. She goes, boop. Maisie goes up. And I was like, wait, and all the other kids are just, you know, picking their nose and like whatever, listening, right. But like not really getting what the concept was. And Flynn got it, but you know, Flynn's five. But I cried.
Yeah.
My eyes filled with tears because I was like, how did you know that? Like, how did you do that?
When we were talking about it last night, I was explaining to you that like a lot of like professional athletes, like their parents were like all like the mom was like a track star. The dad was also a professional athlete. Like there's something genetic to that, to like that ties people into like being like at that level of athleticism. And I feel like, you know, there, I don't know. There might be some kind of genetic component to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I feel like you're naturally musically talented. Mm-hmm. I look cool in sunglasses.
I didn't mean like I'm so naturally talented. No, I worked hard on
if we music, end up having like, yeah, like music theater
well,
kids,
sings
that'd
on
be
pitch.
Awesome, but I'm not certainly not going to push for that or wish that upon them.
No, I just wish whatever they love right, and whatever they're passionate about and excited about. Like, I'm so excited to see what comes about with that. Like, you know, I never my whole life cared about dirt and trucks and bugs, but man, with Flynn, I loved learning about bugs and playing with trucks and learning all about that stuff with him. Like, it made me so happy to see him passionate.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's going to be like that with all our kids, whatever they're passionate about. But I was just so surprised that like Maisie, she sings so well on pitch. She has an incredible memory. Like, she remembers lyrics too. As she hears a song twice and she like knows all the words.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Choreography, I feel like, even. Like, because she's good with, like...
Yeah, it's like her memory, like, though. I'm not good at that.
She remembers, like, movement. There's, like, that from that mm-hmm. other class where it's, like, they start with, like, these...
Oh, yeah,
like,
she a specific loves structure.
Movement. Yeah, and she yeah. knows... She memorized all the choreography. Like,
yeah.
Really, like...
Yeah, she's a little musical girl, but...
They're all great.
But the thing is, like, some people might go, like, well, she's just a performer. I don't... She's so shy. Like, she... Like, she's outgoing and stuff when you know her really well, but when you don't, like, she doesn't know you...
Yeah, no, yeah, I wasn't, yeah.
Right. Like, she's, well, I don't think she got any interest in performing.
Maybe she got that from, she got the talent from you and she got the shyness
the
from me.
You. But anyway, I've been talking about how ridiculous it was that my initial reaction to my daughter understanding musicality at 2 years old made me cry. I cried. I literally, my eyes filled with tears. I was like, oh my God, she's musical.
Well, I'm like, the cat noise, noise she made is so good. I cried laughing.
And then Wesley's so freaking athletic, man. I constantly, everything he does, I'm like, he's going to get hurt. He can't do that. He's so like.
Like classic.
What's the word I'm looking for? Like, he's like aware of his body in a way that like. I'm not familiar with, like, I'm not like that, but yeah. like he it's jumps athletic. Off yeah. of things and lands 2 foot like a gymnast,
he lands like a Spider-Man.
Olympic gymnast.
Yeah.
Like, he lands things so well. We hear sounds in our house all the time. They're like the loudest crash thud. And I'm like, who just broke a bone? Like, someone is hurt. And I turn around and it's Wesley just like perfectly landing from jumping off of the couch, like on 2 feet perfect. And he's like, you know, presents like, yeah. And I'm like, it was just the sound of him perfectly landing an insane tumble.
This is a new thing. He's just figured out how to, that his favorite thing to do is to jump off stuff. Yeah, it's pretty
jump
great.
Off stuff, but land it perfectly time.
Yeah, very enthusiastically, his landings.
They're just so different, all of them. Anyway, we're just going to end up talking about the kids forever if I just get started. So yeah. We should stop. But I can hear them running around. So let's go hang out with them. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for watching. Be sure to leave comments for us to read next time.
Tara.
Tell us your opinions on all the things, on the sunglasses, on the, I don't remember anything else we talked about. What did we talk about?
You have nothing.
I think I told a story that wasn't a story.
I don't know.
I think there was like 50 minutes where I was saying words, but not speaking English.
Yeah, I don't know what this one was about.
I don't either. But thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time. Ow, I just got hurt. Okay, bye.
Bye.